Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers, considering some of the challenges we're seeing as we try to feed the 2018 corn silage crop. Many of you harvested corn silage this past year that contained less starch than in a normal year. This was due to the drought that we had across much of the state. We've had some reports of corn silage samples coming back that contain less than 10% starch. Normally, corn silage would contain about 36 to 39% starch and sometimes more. If you were feeding 20 pounds of dry matter from corn silage, and that corn silage normally had 36% starch in it, that'd be about 7.2 pounds of starch. However, if it only contains 8% starch, that's only 1.6 pounds of starch, which means that your diet now lacks about 5.6 pounds of starch, or about the equivalent of 9 pounds of corn. In a lot of our diets, we generally feed a lot of corn silage that has quite a bit of grain in it, and maybe about 8 to 10 pounds of corn grain in addition. However, with low starch corn silage, you may need to add 18 to 19 pounds of corn to that same diet. One area that we can't change is the fiber digestibility of the crop. So in addition to being low in starch, it also has a lower fiber digestibility. Another thing you might consider is the use of liquid feeds to provide some available sugar as well. This may help increase milk production as well as increasing the dry matter intake of the herd. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to carefully consider the impact of low starch corn silage on their dairy herd.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.